Yes, Dave, and we did actually have the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce, and I see their executive director here. Would you like to say a few words, Scott?
Well, I'm passing the mic. I will tell you also that the Franconia Chamber and the Littleton Chambers have both taken a poll and a vote, and they both have come out publicly against the project.
And Lincoln.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. My name is Scott Stevens. I'm the executive director of the Plymouth Regional Chamber of Commerce, and thanks to the work of AMC and the Society of Forests, we'd be able to pull together a coalition. We met probably a year ago, I would say, when we started this effort, and mostly in opposition to Nashua and Manchester that it came out publicly in favor of it. And we tried to pull this all together, and being small organizations in basically rural New Hampshire, there is many challenges out there, but we have come out publicly against it, and as others have said, so has it started first with Littleton, then Franconia. We did. Lincoln has followed as well, just to put it out there. And to put it in perspective, too, we represent, you know, quite a number of businesses. I mean, in Plymouth, we have 225 members. We obviously didn't poll absolutely every single member, but we know what the majority is. And our opposition is basically opposed the project as it is proposed by Northern Pass, that it is above ground. So it's not total opposition against having power in this area, but as it was proposed on the original plan.